Contract deployment and management. Once a contract has been signed, the contract deployment process is used to get the agreement to function as intended. Organizations regularly monitor relationships for responsiveness, on-time delivery, order accuracy, product or service quality, and invoicing and payment accuracy. They also informally maintain relationships to anticipate and avoid problems and to develop cooperation and trust. Deployment. The main purpose of contract deployment is to ensure a smooth transition to new partners and successful adoption across the organization. Without diligence in rolling out contracts and continuous monitoring of both internal adoption and performance, contract deployment ultimately will fail to deliver the anticipated economic and other benefits. Because an organization may continually be adding, removing, and replacing partners over time, contract deployment is an ongoing function. Contract deployment activities include navigating the legal maze involved in creating a new agreement, communicating with the winning supplier, promoting the benefits of new agreements to internal buyers, loading new contracts into a centralized contract management database, implementing order-to-payment procedures, training users and suppliers on new procedures, validating performance against measures and key performance indicators, integrating and deploying transaction management systems, auditing initial invoices for accuracy and compliance. Compliance management. Compliance management, which is emerging as a discipline equal in importance to strategic sourcing, consists of defining and implementing strategies to concentrate purchases with preferred suppliers, monitoring and measuring compliance and identifying off-contract purchases to uncover lost savings opportunities, channeling findings to management for remediation, monitoring and reporting on key performance metrics, auditing pricing to ensure accurate billing, monitoring contract expirations, executing renewals, ensuring proper rebates and early payment discounts, driving continuous process and incremental cost improvements, establishing baselines for new sourcing initiatives. Technology makes it possible to merge data from various sources and make them quickly visible to senior management for analysis and action. Measuring success and avoiding pitfalls. Unsatisfactory performance is a great risk. It can cause an otherwise sound business strategy to fail. To avoid this pitfall, organizations should follow some basic guidelines. Establish clear performance expectations. Clear performance expectations must be addressed up front. For example, a performance indicator may be the volume of customer complaints. Rather than using anecdotal information about complaints, best practices involve a complaint tracking system with monthly reports and specific performance improvement targets. Another best practice is a formal service level agreement, SLI, which is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a document that represents the terms of performance for organic support between a service provider and a customer. The agreement describes the service, documents service level targets, and specifies the responsibilities of the information technology, IT, service provider, and the customer. A single agreement may cover multiple services or multiple customers. The SLI is updated each year. Measure against those performance expectations at regular intervals. It is imperative for organizations to monitor performance proactively. Continuous monitoring programs measure performance against predetermined metrics and adjust them as changes in customers' needs occur. Ensuring that suppliers have adequate internal controls is essential. These controls are needed to capture accurate billing data as well as provide critical information on how suppliers manage their business and process risks. Consider, for example, an organization that outsources telemarketing services to a supplier. 1 month, the supplier's invoice indicates an overbilling of several hundred thousand dollars. However, they cannot provide evidence for the overbilling due to poor internal controls and record keeping. Organizations should consider instituting a policy of reviewing potential suppliers' internal controls before entering into a contract. Maintain ultimate responsibility. Many organizations have the false idea that once they contract for an activity, they no longer need to be involved. Although the supplier may be fully capable of handling an activity, the organization should not relinquish the complete management of the relationship. For example, if day-to-day customer care activities are outsourced, the organization should still maintain a close watch over customers' needs and expectations and monitor the supplier's overall effectiveness. This fact highlights the increased demand for risk sharing. partnerships with equal sharing of risk have become a key method for managing new product development and controlling rising operations costs. Coordinate the activities of multiple suppliers and share experience and knowledge. It is essential for organizations working with multiple suppliers to establish formal sharing of best practices. Maintain an exit strategy. When the need for a new outsourced supplier arises, organizations need to be prepared with a formal backup plan for each key supplier. Although the need for consolidation is important, a best practice is to spread vital activities among multiple suppliers if feasible. This reduces the operational disruptions that come with switching suppliers.